In an economic monitoring report issued ahead of a meeting of international donors in Brussels on March 19th, the World Bank has said the Palestinians' economy is suffering from lack of competitiveness due to Israel's long-term harsh economic restrictions.
The World Bank has repeatedly emphasized that the poor performance of the Palestinian economy is partly attributed to Israeli obstacles to Palestinian trade, as well as other considerations that affect the competitiveness of Palestinian exports.
According to the report, productivity at the agriculture sector has halved, and the manufacturing sector has largely stagnated. It also notes that the share of exports in the Palestinian economy has been in steady decline since 1994, dropping to 7% in 2011, one of the lowest rates in the world.
It's not easy for Palestinians to do business because of the additional cost that comes with the restrictions that is imposed by Israel. And that extra cost makes the Palestinian exports not competitive in international markets. So it will be more difficult to send Palestinian products abroad.
As an advisory institution, the World Bank monitors data from the Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics and gives advice to several Palestinian ministries. In addition, it helps the acting Palestinian Authority in attaining financial donor aids. Although the report pointed out numerous problems facing the Palestinian economy, it neglected to mention the World Bank's role in advising Palestinian policymakers on various issues since the establishment of the Palestinian Authority.
The World Bank is the main advisor of the Palestinian Authority since its beginning, and the advices and prescriptions of the World Bank were mainly concentrated on that the Palestinians should continue their relationship, economic relationship, which means dependency with the Israeli economy.
The report has stated that Israeli-imposed economic restrictions continue to constrain sustainable economic growth, a situation that is unlikely to change without political progress. Experts say that the problem isn't just Israeli restrictions, but the occupation itself.
They don't go as boldly as saying abolish the occupation. We don't want just to have continued support temporarily, but we continue to live under occupation. Obviously, the biggest problem is occupation, and that has to go.
The World Bank report has also predicted that the fiscal stress in the occupied Palestinian territories could worsen in 2013. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.